BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
You could always call in sick.
I'm not sick.
Not exactly firing on all cylinders, though, are you?
I just need coffee, that's all.
The hotel's not that busy. And Oliver's always more than happy to step into the breach.
Look, I'll be fine. Anyway, Oliver's got a new job.
What?
Yeah, behind the bar at the pool.
Oh, he hasn't started that yet. And honestly, Roy, you look really rough.
Thanks.
Still not sleeping?
I need to keep busy, Kirsty. Can't just sit around all day.
Okay.
Besides, I want to check on Lexi. Make sure she's all right.
Is that a good idea?
What do you mean?
Well, she has moved out, Roy. Which obviously means she wants a clean break.
Not necessarily.
Wants to put a bit of distance between you and her.
And I'm not going to put pressure on her. Just want to be sure she's okay. Not sitting alone in her room, brooding.
Good morning.
Oh, you've washed your hair.
Yeah, it did need it.
Yes, it did. You look so much better. Coffee?
Please. Okay. This all looks very civilised.
I just had a bit of a tidy up.
Flowers on the table.
Grandma always does that, doesn't she? For special breakfasts.
Is this a special breakfast?
Of course it is. I'm home to visit. There you go. Help yourself to milk. Now, we've got a lot of work to get through today. So, how about some scrambled egg and mushrooms?
Well, maybe just a little bit.
Right.
Can't think what Geraldine can have done with that invoice.
What?
From the Marquee people.
I'm still worrying about that.
I've looked everywhere.
I'll email them. Ask them to resubmit. It's not a problem.
I do think she could at least have filed things away in their proper places before she left.
Does she really just drop everything and walk out?
Yes, I told you.
I'm so not like her. She was meticulously tidy. Do you know, I remember her having a go at me when I pinched a pencil off her desk and didn't put it back.
Well, I wish she'd been a bit more meticulous about things that matter. After that mess she made at Halloween.
Was that her fault?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Lily, let's not talk about Geraldine. She decided to move on, and after the shambles she landed us in at Halloween, I wasn't going to stand in her way.
I just wondered.
Yeah, Geraldine's gone. End of story.
Okay.
Talking of people leaving their jobs...
What?
Well, darling, I don't want to poke my nose in, but... Well, you never told me what happened with Russ and Borchester College.
Oh, that. That was fine.
Yeah, but what about the investigation?
Well, they came to the very obvious conclusion that I had not been groomed. I mean, come on.
Okay, well, that's good, isn't it?
But apparently they have this policy about teachers not having relationships with students. So they decided to sack him anyway.
Right.
Which was a bit of an empty gesture, given that he'd already handed in his resignation.
But presumably that means he's not allowed to work with young people again.
No. He's still got DBS clearance, so he could work. Except the college has said they'll have to disclose our relationship, which is just them being petty and vindictive. He's a brilliant teacher. Everyone says so.
So he could get a job in Manchester?
Well, yes, he could, theoretically. But he doesn't want to. He's completely into his painting at the moment. That's what he really wants to do with his life. Oh, talk of the devil. Excuse me, Mum. Hello, you.
So good to hear your voice.
Can I call you back, Russ? I'm in the middle of cooking breakfast.
Oh, is your mum there?
Yes.
So you can't talk?
Just give me half an hour, okay?
But you are coming home this evening, aren't you?
I'll call you back.
I miss you so much.
And I miss you.
Love you.
Yeah, me too. Bye.
Everything all right?
Yes. Although... I've been thinking, Mum, maybe I should stay a few more days.
Oh, no, darling. And much as I'd love you to...
It's just
It's
that,
your first term at university and you worked so hard to get there.
A couple of days isn't going to matter. And it's the Hunt Ball on Friday.
Don't remind me.
And there's still so much to do.
I'd better get my skates on then, hadn't I?
It's too much for you to do on your own.
No, I know there's still a bit of catching up to do.
Well, it's more than that, though.
And as I said, Geraldine left things in a bit of a mess.
You're not sleeping, are you?
Oh, I never gives you that idea.
Well, I heard you wandering about last night.
I just needed to get a glass of water, that's all. Now, shall I put some toast on?
Oh, Kirsty.
Morning, Linda.
I didn't realise you were working today.
Just this morning.
How are you getting on with Alison?
Who's Alison?
Your part. In the Miller's Tale.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course.
We're having a run-through on Wednesday night.
Wednesday? Yeah. Well, I will have a look at it before then. Well,
you haven't even looked at it. But, Kirsty, how...
I've been trying to get to grips with the Knight's Tale.
Oh, I see.
Well, you did say you wanted us tellers off book. There's an awful lot of the Knight's Tale to get through.
Well, I shan't mind if you have your script in hand for Alison on Wednesday.
Oh, that's a relief.
But do try and spend a little time studying the part.
Yes, I will.
Getting to know the ins and outs of her character.
By the way, Linda, have you seen Roy today?
No, why?
I think perhaps I should warn you. He and Lexi have split up.
What?
I know. Unbelievable, isn't it?
What happened?
Oh, she's apparently decided there's no future for the two of them.
Why ever not?
Well, I suppose long-distance relationships are always tricky.
Oh, but they were so devoted to each other.
Yeah, but then she spent all that time back home with her family.
Oh, you've just reminded me. I saw Lexi first thing this morning.
Did you?
She was walking away from the hotel with a suitcase.
Well, I know she stayed here the past couple of nights. She wanted to be alone, so Roy put her in one of the staff rooms. But she was leaving, you say?
With a suitcase.
Where on earth can she have gone?
Back to Bulgaria?
But you said it was just for the weekend.
I know.
You promised me you'd be back tonight.
Look, I'm sorry, my darling. It's just such chaos here, you would not believe. And then there's this ball supposed to be happening on Friday. The things are nowhere near ready.
But that's not your problem.
Well, no, but I'm the only person who can solve it, really. You see, the manager has quit without notice. Or been sacked. I'm not entirely sure what happened, but Mum's trying to cope on her own, and she's obviously not on top of things at all.
Well, surely there's someone else who can help.
Not really, no.
Hasn't your mum got this huge family? And that old guy, Lewis, doesn't he live there?
Well, yes, but none of them have any experience of running this place.
Well, what about agency staff?
Russ, I worked for my mum in school holidays. I know this business. I can walk into the office and know where everything is. You know, who our suppliers are, how to get hold of party poppers or a glitter ball at short notice.
Is there no end to your talents?
You're the one with talents. I don't know one end of a paintbrush from the other.
So when will you be home?
A couple of days, that's all.
So Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday.
I miss you so much.
Oh, I miss you too. But you do understand, don't you? With Freddie in prison and everything, I can't just walk away and abandon my mum.
No, I know.
I'm sorry.
So am I.
You know I'd drop everything to be with you if I could. But, look, I'll be back on Tuesday and I'll make it up to you.
Promise?
I promise.
According to Ian, she phoned him last night, spoke to Adam and asked if she could stay in their spare room.
With Ian and Adam? Mm. How very peculiar. Why would you turn to them?
Because, well, I mean, she's worked for Adam often enough.
Yes, I suppose so.
But I'd organise a room for her here. I mean, why would she move to Honeysuckle Cottage without even telling me? Mm. It just seems, well, it's like she's done it deliberately to avoid running into me here. It's like she's trying to cut me completely out of her life.
Oh. Well, it does seem, I don't know, Roy, I always thought that you and Lexi were, well, such a devoted couple.
So did I.
But she obviously knows what she wants.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't want us to break up, Linda.
Doesn't she?
No. She said so a dozen times. She wants to be with me. She simply can't see a way for us to stay together.
But if she's made up her mind...
No, she's wrong, all right? She's got it wrong. I know her girls need her and she misses them. I understand that. Of course I do. But that's no reason to give up on what we've got. It's too precious just to cast it aside like this. I can't let that happen.
But what can you do? I mean, if she's come to the conclusion
no,
that...
No, there are options, Linda.
What, even after Brexit?
Oh, I just don't understand what she... I mean, she says she loves me, wants to be with me. So why is she... Why is she digging in her heels like this?
Trying to be realistic?
No. She's being far too negative. She's not giving it a chance. I can't just let her walk away. We can make this work. I know we can. I've just got to prove it to her.
So it's going to be a free bar?
Well, the Hunt Committee are providing the alcohol.
But a free bar? For a room full of hunting types?
It's the only way we could get round the licence thing. I mean, we needed to keep the booking.
Yeah, OK. But they'll all be completely legless by the end of the evening. Now, who have we got on this table? Justin and Lillian.
Mm-hmm. And Lavinia Rafferty. I don't know who she's
bringing. No, you can't put her there.
Why not?
Next table to Auntie Shula.
What difference does that... Oh, you mean because of Alistair?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not coming to the ball.
No, but we don't want to risk embarrassing Auntie Shula, do we? Best put Lavinia over the other side.
I wonder if Geraldine put it in the Higgins wedding file.
What?
That invoice for the Marquis.
It was the McKay wedding.
Yeah, I know that. I just thought maybe
she... And I've emailed the Marquis people now, asking them to resubmit.
Yeah, well, I'll just have a quick look.
Mum, I really need your help with these play settings. I don't know who half these people are.
Won't take me a minute.
Okay. And then you really need to draft an advert for a new manager.
Yes, all right, don't go on.
Sorry.
Well, that's the third time you've told me this morning.
It's just that you can't run this place single-handed.
I've managed all right in the past.
Well, that was before we had events and weddings practically every weekend.
No, it's not there.
It's too big a job for one person now.
The mistake I made was relying too heavily on Geraldine. I should have kept a closer eye on things.
And I really can't stay very long, Mum.
Darling, I didn't expect you to. It's lovely that you're here, but really you should go back to Manchester tonight.
No, I can't leave now.
Well, not this minute, obviously. Yeah, once we've got these place settings sorted. How about... Yeah, we put Lavinia Rafferty over here with Delia Turner and her tedious husband.
I'm going to stay until Tuesday.
No, that really isn't necessary.
I think it is. I won't have missed much, and I can do some work in the evenings to catch up.
What, and your tutor wouldn't mind?
Oh, they must have to deal with family crises all the time.
This isn't a crisis. It's only the Hunt Ball.
But it's important. And I can't bear to see you struggling on your own. So I'm staying, whether you want me to or not.
I had my arm severely twisted.
Who by?
By the combined forces of your mum and Linda Snell. It's no joke.
That is a pretty irresistible combo.
Tell me about it.
So what does the host do?
I'm not entirely sure. Run the pub?
Like Uncle Kenton.
Well, he only got written in after your mum decided that Chaucer had too many lines and she couldn't possibly learn them all.
So you're like Chaucer's sidekick?
Yeah, sort of.
Dressed in tights and a pointy bonnet?
No way. Some lines I will not cross. Ooh, I do not like the look of this weather.
No.
I'd better get this straw out to the young heifers before the rain comes.
I hope it holds off till I get to college.
Wouldn't you be better going on the bus?
I've got a study afternoon, so I'll be coming home at lunchtime.
Oh, okay.
So unless you'd like to lend me the pickup.
Not funny, Ben.
Bike it is, then.
Right, see you later.
Bye.
Oh, hang on, Ben. That means you're going to be around this afternoon, is it?
Come on, Dad. Don't tell me you've got some other menial task lined up for me.
No.
Have you checked out the barn, by the way?
Yep. No, you've done a terrific job, you and Josh. Did you discover why he volunteered to help?
No, but he's going to make me pay, you can be sure of that.
No, I was just wondering, if you're free for an hour or two this afternoon, me and your mum would love to see how you're getting on with Bess.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she still gets a bit, over-enthusiastic.
No, but you've spent so much time training her.
She's getting there, slowly.
So can we have a look?
Okay, as long as the rain holds off.
So no bending or lifting, all right?
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't go shifting any more bits of furniture.
I'm not going to make that mistake again.
Or heaving pallets about.
I've got staff to do that.
Yeah, but I know what you're like. Can't resist getting stuck in.
Don't worry. I shall sit quietly at my desk and catch up on the paperwork.
Mm. And you've got your painkillers just in case.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll be fine, Susan. Now, go on. You're going to be late for the shop.
Right. I'll see you later, then. Mm-hmm. Oh, morning, Hannah.
Morning. Oh, it's really good to see you back, Neil.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, did you sign in, Susan?
Oh, of course. Biosecurity. I know the rules.
Great. And you sure you're back to full strength, Neil?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Because if you need more time...
No, I'm fine. Really.
Good.
So, where are we with finding a replacement for Duncan?
We haven't advertised the vacancy.
Only even a couple of weeks paying overtime to the others...
Yeah, I know.
...pushes up our costs.
I just thought we should discuss our recruitment strategy.
Right.
So we don't end up with another Duncan.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, look, I must be off. Will he be home for lunch?
Yeah, hope so.
See you later then. Oh, make sure he doesn't do any heavy lifting, Hannah.
Oh, don't worry. I'll keep an eye on him.
Oh, hello, Grandma.
Lily, you're still here.
Yes.
I thought you were just down for the weekend.
Well, I was. I've said I'll stay on for a couple more days. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I said I'd come over yesterday, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I should have rung. It's just Mum and I got so tied up with preparations for the hunt ball, I totally forgot.
Is your Mum all right?
Yeah, she's fine.
I did try the flat, but there was no answer.
No, she's got a meeting with the caterers. She's got a lot on her plate since Geraldine left, so I've sort of just pitched in.
Geraldine's left?
Didn't you know?
No. When did that happen?
Oh, a week or so back.
A week? Mm. So Elizabeth's been trying to manage all on her own?
Yes, which is why things got a bit...
Oh, Lily, I had no idea. She didn't say anything. Not to me, not to anyone.
Well, that's Mum, isn't it? Just gets her head down and soldiers on.
Oh, dear, I feel guilty now.
What have you got to feel guilty about?
I didn't even speak to her on the phone last week.
Oh, you rang on Friday.
But why did Geraldine leave?
I'm not entirely sure.
I remember Bert telling me that she was finding things a bit difficult.
Did he?
And then there was that Halloween event.
Oh, you know about that?
Yes, it was in the Echo.
Yeah, Mum's been a bit tight-lipped about it. But she seems to think Geraldine didn't handle it very well.
So did she sack her?
No. Well... Actually, I don't know. I really don't know what happened.
No wonder Oliver couldn't get through last week.
Which is why I'm staying on for a day or two, just to make sure everything's in place for the hunt ball.
But can you do that? What about university?
It's okay. I rang my course tutor this morning and explained the situation. And honestly, I'm happy to help out.
And the staff are okay with this?
Yes.
Really?
Well, there were a few questions, obviously.
Yeah, I bet there were.
But they're willing to give it a go. You know, see how it works out. It will mean efficiency savings in the long run.
And you didn't think to run it past me?
I didn't want to bother you while you were off sick.
Well, you could have rung me.
Justin thought it was worth a try.
Ah, did he?
I had a quick word with him.
Well, it's all about the bottom line with him, isn't it? Anything that saves a few bob.
He thought it would be good for the business.
Right. Well, I just can't quite believe the staff signed up to it.
They seem to take it well.
Well, as I understand it, they're going to end up working more weekend shifts, aren't they?
Look, it's just a trial, Neil.
Everyone used to do one weekend in three, whereas now they'll be doing... Oh, I can't quite work it out.
It's pretty straightforward.
One weekend in two?
On average, it's one weekend in two and a half. And as long as we issue the rota well in advance, everyone will know where they stand.
And they all understood that, did they, when they signed up?
Of course.
Okay. So, any more innovations you want to tell me about?
No. Oh, well, I have invested in a small bit of kit to measure the dry matter content of our bought-in feed.
I see.
Hi, Mum. Where have you been?
Lower Loxley.
Oh, is Elizabeth okay?
Did you know she'd sacked Geraldine?
What?
Well, let her go. I didn't really get to the bottom of whose decision it was that their ways should part, but she obviously left under some kind of cloud.
Well, because of that business at Halloween?
And that was over a week ago. And instead of calling an agency and getting someone else in, Elizabeth's been trying to cope on her own.
Oh, that's a bit ambitious, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. And it's all rather got on top of her.
Is she okay?
As far as I can tell. Lily's there now, helping to sort out the business side of things.
But Lily was only here for the weekend, wasn't she?
Yes, but she's staying on. Oh. Well, she really shouldn't. I mean, this is her first term at university. She's still finding her feet in Manchester. But she's determined to stay.
And Elizabeth's all right with that?
Well, as she says, Lily does know the business. Oh. Whereas a new person would just be asking questions all the time. Of course, it's the hump ball on Friday.
How are they doing that without the alcohol licence?
Oliver's come up with some scheme. The Hunt's supplying the alcohol, I think.
Oh.
Elizabeth must have had to drop the price she's charging them.
I'll bet.
But she thinks that losing the booking would have done a lot more damage to their reputation.
Is there anything we can do?
Well, I'll do some cooking tonight. I can at least make sure the two of them don't go hungry.
Oh, that sounds like a good plan.
And talking of food, I'd better get indoors and organise some lunch, I suppose.
All right. Oh, by the way, Ben will be home.
Will he?
Yeah, which reminds me, Mum, would you be free for an hour or so at about 2:30?
Why?
Ben's agreed to put Bess through her paces for us, show us how her training's coming along. Only, unfortunately, Ruth's got a conference call about, I don't know, something or other, and then she's got the milking. So, would you like to come along?
That would be lovely.
Honestly, Susan, I'm out of the office for a couple of weeks. Ask her to keep things ticking over and it's like she's staging a takeover bid.
Oh, you're still miffed with her for sacking Duncan.
That's not the half of it.
Oh, ham sandwich all right?
Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah. She shelled out for this stupid machine for measuring the dry matter content of the feed.
Oh, what do you need to do that for?
Exactly. Like we can't trust our feed supplier to deliver what it says on the ticket. Complete waste of money, if you ask me.
How much did it cost?
Oh, only about 50 quid. But she goes and asks Justin if it's okay to buy the thing. I mean, Justin Elliott, who knows damn all about what goes into pig feed.
Do you want mustard?
Oh, yeah, please.
Well, 50 quid's not going to break the bank, is it?
No, but why does she choose to purchase the thing when my back's turned, eh?
I think you're being a little paranoid, love.
And then she goes and completely rearranges the weekend shift pattern. Oh. How on earth she got the rest of them to agree to it, I do not know. Because they're all going to end up working longer hours.
Well, she must be a very persuasive young woman.
Oh, come on, Susan, you know what she's like.
Well, I'm not saying she's always easy to get on with. Look how she's been with Emma over the affordable housing business.
Exactly.
But she's good at her job, isn't she?
Yeah, but the point is, Susan...
She's reliable, efficient, she knows what she's doing.
All this happened behind my back.
I think you should be grateful that someone as competent as she is was on hand to take over when you were poorly.
Well, I suppose so. I just wish she hadn't made quite so many changes.
Oh, don't be so daft, Neil. Eat your sandwich.
Away! Away!
Let's hope it works this time.
Yeah. Lie down!
No, dear.
Lie down!
No, she stopped.
This could turn out to be a very long afternoon.
You've got to admire Ben's patience.
He's patient, all right.
Walk on.
Unfortunately, Bess isn't.
She's only young.
I know.
Give her a chance.
Oh!
Oh, not a sheep.
Oh, no, she's got it back.
Lie down.
Well done, Bess. Now, can she get them all to the end of the field?
Walk on.
They're all heading the right way.
Go on. Go on. Yay!
Oh, well done.
That'll do, Bess. That'll do.
Oh, didn't she do well?
Well, it took 3 attempts, but she got there in the end.
Yeah.
Well done, Bess. Good girl.
That's amazing, Ben, to get her to that stage in just, what, how long's it been? A couple of weeks?
Who's a clever girl, eh, Bess?
She still gets carried away from time to time, but she's getting there. Yeah. I'm going to try her on the outrun next and going wide around the sheep.
Right. So, how about that course?
What course?
Where we got Bess from. They run these sheepdog handling courses.
I was going to say, there's one scheduled for a weekend in January.
Do you think she'll be ready?
What do you think?
Yes, definitely.
Can I sign up for it then?
Yeah, why not?
You hear that, Bess? You're going back to school. Now, come on. We better get these sheep back to where we borrowed them from.
Well done, sweetheart. What a good idea it was to get him that dog.
Yeah, yeah, money well spent.
He's obviously devoted to her.
Yep.
And all his spare time seems to go into training her.
Well, that was the general idea, to keep him occupied.
Was it?
Yes, well, should keep him out of trouble, shouldn't it?
Fran, you were supposed to be having a lie-in.
I know, I know.
I was about to bring you up some coffee.
I was wide awake. Couldn't think of any reason not to get up.
It's your birthday.
As if I need reminding.
You're supposed to be relaxing. And I was going to make you breakfast in bed.
Oh, there was a time when a lie-in seemed like the height of luxury.
Mm. You mean when you were far too busy ever to have one?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Have your coffee down here? Oh, get me.
Who on earth?
Oh, my goodness.
It's only just gone 6:30. Oh, Will, are you okay?
Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you.
Well, what is it?
Well, I just didn't know where else to turn.
Well, come inside. It's freezing out there.
Morning, Will.
Well, I'm really sorry. It's just there's this big corporate event today.
This is the shoot you're talking about?
Yeah, the shoot.
Oh, that's not Brian's responsibility.
No, shh, Jenny.
Only I went out first thing just to check over the drives, and they're completely wrecked.
What do you mean, wrecked?
Well, someone's been out there in a vehicle. There's tyre tracks everywhere, branches down, feeders smashed, the birds all scattered.
What, you think it's deliberate? Animal rights protesters or something?
Well, no, it'll just be kids, won't it? Out joyriding again, like, you know, the other week.
Yes, I'm sure you're right. But the damage is extensive, is it?
Yeah, at least two of the drives are completely unusable. And the other two? Oh, I don't know. I just don't know what to do.
Well...
And all I can think is to phone Martin and tell him to call the whole thing off.
No, don't do that.
Oh, but it's such a mess.
Well, let's have another look, see what can be salvaged. Just give me a couple of minutes to get ready.
Oh, dear. So much for breakfast in bed.
Harrison?
Roy, what's up, mate?
Oh, sorry, did I wake you?
No, it's supposed to be my day off.
Oh, I'm sorry, I hadn't clocked it was so early. Maybe I should phone the station.
Why? What's the problem?
Well, I'm just on my way into work, and there's this pickup crash in the ditch. Looks like someone's lost control and veered off the road.
Is it abandoned?
Yeah. Driver's door's wide open, but no sign of anyone.
Whereabouts?
Oh, on the lane between Willow Farm and the main road.
Okay. Leave it with me, Roy. I'll come out and have a look.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Brian.
Stop apologising.
Oh, but this really isn't your problem. I just panicked.
Look, I'm happy to help.
I mean, it's got to be kids, hasn't it? And after that business with Rory the other week...
Let me assure you, this had nothing to do with Rory.
No, I didn't mean that.
He's safely back at school.
Well, it's just...
After the talking tour I gave him in the wake of that little escapade, I don't believe he'll be doing it again.
No, I know.
Now, well, down here doesn't look too bad at all. Bit of a tidy-up, this drive should be usable.
But will there be any birds?
Yeah, they'll soon find their way back. I mean, leave it till later on this afternoon. For this morning, why don't you start over the other side of the estate? What about Jiggins Copse? How's that looking?
Probably a bit overgrown, but should be. Yeah, should be okay.
So, if you shoot there first thing, and then come round the south side to Littleton Cover...
Yeah, then we could do high trees. Huh? Well, I was over there last week. There's plenty of birds around.
Yeah, come back here late afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, that should work.
Now, there you are, then. Problem solved.
Oh, but what should I tell Martin?
The truth. Tell him what's happened and that you've had to quickly work out a new running order, but you're confident the guns will have a good day.
Okay. Thanks. Oh, I knew you'd know what to do, Brian.
And Martin should be very grateful.
Yeah. Take more than that to impress Martin.
Oh, come on, Will. You've saved the day. It's got to be worth a pat on the back. Even for Martin Gibson.
Yeah, all right, Linda. I'll check room 302.
I'm sure he was checking out early. Oh. Tom?
Hi, Roy.
Aren't you supposed to be in Glasgow?
Oh, not yet.
At this Nuffield thing?
Oh, we're heading up there tomorrow morning.
Making whoopee with the lovely Natasha.
I should be so lucky.
thought you said she was interested.
Oh, I live in hope. But the reason I'm calling, Roy, I just spoke to Adam.
Oh.
Yeah, he was worried about you.
Don't know why.
He told me you've split up with Lexi.
Well, she split up with me. Gone to stay with him and Ian.
Really? What happened?
Wish I knew. Complete bolt from the blue.
Oh, mate, that is... I can't believe it. Are you okay?
Not really, no.
Well, have you got time for a chat?
Well, I'm at work.
Right, I'm coming over.
No, you don't need to, really.
No, I'll be there in half an hour.
Harrison.
Oh, morning.
Well, what happened here?
No idea. I phoned it through to the station. There's a squad car on its way.
Oh, somebody misjudged the bend.
Yeah.
Must have been going a hell of a lick.
Do you recognise the vehicle?
Why should I?
Well, I just wondered if it was local.
It doesn't look familiar.
No, there's been a bit of joyriding going on lately.
Oh, yes?
It's usually farm kids, you know. The ones who've been driving since they were in short trousers.
Really?
You've not been aware of it?
Me? No.
I've heard them once or twice lately, roaring past the green in the dead of night. But I've never managed to actually spot one. You haven't noticed anything?
No. It's the first I've heard of it. But I've just come from the chute, and there's been some pretty serious vandalism up there. Wouldn't mind betting this vehicle was involved.
Here, I've got your flat white.
Thanks for coming over, mate.
Oh, that's okay.
I know it's a big day for you tomorrow.
Well, Thursday's the big one, actually. That's when I've got to do my presentation.
Oh, with your mum and dad in the audience?
Yeah, and then Natasha does hers.
Oh, I thought it was a while ago she did the Nuffield.
Yeah, but she's like one of their stars. Did the Nuffield and then went on to fame and fortune. Mm. So they like to show her off. You know, this could be you in 5 years' time sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah, but enough about me. So, what's gone wrong with you and Lexi?
I don't know, Tom. I really don't. I mean, I know it's complicated with Brexit and everything and her family being in Bulgaria, but...
Yeah.
When she went home in August, yeah, she seemed just as confident as I was that we could make it work.
So, something happened when she went back home?
Nothing particular. Well, not that she said, anyway. But when she came back, well, she was kind of subdued, and I assumed it was just, you know, leaving her girls.
Mm.
But they must be used to it. She's been working abroad for quite a few years.
Has she?
Well, every summer she'll come over for the fruit picking or whatever. And her kids have always accepted it, you know. Mum's got to go and earn some money.
But like you said, it's just 2 or 3 months in the summer.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's the idea of her staying away.
Yeah, sure. It was never going to be easy. But she's still saying... She says she still loves me. So how could she just abandon me like this?
Oh, mate.
It's okay. It's okay. Sorry, I just...
It's hard, I know.
Yeah. How could she completely rule out any possibility of us being together? I mean, I know it is complicated, having family in two different places.
Of course.
I live with it all the time. You know, Abby in Birmingham, Phoebe in Oxford.
It's not quite the same.
Yeah, I know, but Bulgaria's not that far away. And flights are so cheap these days. I mean, there must be a way we can make it work. I can't begin to contemplate life without her.
You're serious?
I found the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with. She says she loves me.
Then go for it, mate.
Yeah, I should, shouldn't I?
Absolutely. I know my love life's a complete train wreck, but if I've learned anything over the past few years, it's that sometimes you need to take a chance. If she's the one, your one and only...
Well, she is.
Then don't give up.
I'm not going to. Somehow, we've got to be together. I simply can't let her walk away.
Now, how do you feel about a piece of birthday cake?
Oh, yeah, you haven't made me a cake as well.
Only a lemon drizzle.
Well, perhaps just a small piece. I'm still feeling very full after that magnificent lunch.
Well, I need to make the most of my lovely kitchen while I've still got it.
The rate things are going, we'll still be here next Christmas. When was the last time we even had a viewing?
We've got one next weekend.
Oh, yes, Ed.
Oh, well, it is late November, isn't it? The wrong time of year to be moving house. I mean, Look at the trouble we're having to find somewhere to rent. There's your coffee.
No, thanks.
Agent says it'll pick up again in the new year.
Oh, I'll get it. Will, I expect.
Hello, Will.
Come on in.
Thanks.
I said it'd be you. How'd it go?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, good.
Do you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I mustn't stop. I've got to pick up the children from Grange Farm.
So it worked out okay in the end?
Yeah, a really top day shooting. Martin had a big grin on his face at the end. Never seen him so happy.
Ooh, did he say thank you?
Not in so many words, no.
Now, there's a surprise.
But Mr. Fortescue did. He kept shaking my hand and going on about how I'd saved the day.
Good for Ira.
It's quite embarrassing, really. And the corporate chums gave me the biggest tip I've had in a long while.
Excellent. Mm.
But you're the one they should be thanking.
Nonsense.
I was in such a panic this morning. I really wasn't thinking straight at all. If you hadn't been there...
You'd have worked it out soon enough. And the fact is, you could arrange an alternative route for the day because you're a first-class keeper. And you had other drives properly maintained and ready to go.
Well, yeah, but if you hadn't been there to point that out...
So even with a disastrous incident like that, you proved you can still deliver the goods.
Well, thanks anyway.
And are you any the wiser about how the damage was done?
Oh, yeah, the police turned up around lunchtime.
Oh, I thought they probably would. There was a vehicle found abandoned near Willow Farm.
Oh, that would explain it. Yeah, they were wanting to look at the tyre tracks and where the trees had been damaged. They were scraping off bits of paint.
And do they have any idea who might have been responsible?
Joyriders, they said.
But nobody local?
Well, no idea. But judging from the randomness of the damage, they were probably drunk or off their head on something.
Oh, dear, how depressing.
That's the world we live in, I'm afraid.
Any road. I'd best be making tracks, but thanks again, Brian.
No, I refuse to take any credit. It's all down to you doing a proper professional job.
Well, I learn from the best. And I have to say, the old place is not the same without you.
Well, very kind of you, Will.
I mean it. Oh, and... happy birthday.
Thanks.
Bye, Will.
Bye now.
Oh, you know what, Jenny? That is the nicest birthday present anyone could have given me.
I can tell.
Well, it has been a bit of a rough old year.
You can say that again.
But I've still got it, haven't I? I may be 75, but the old magic is still there.
I simply asked to make a minor adjustment to my work schedule to accommodate Canterbury Tales rehearsals.
And he bit your head off?
Yes. It's not like him at all to be so brusque.
Oh, he's still in a bad way over Lexi.
Well, most of us manage to keep our personal problems separate from our work lives.
Well, so does Roy normally. It's just this has really pulled the rug out from under him. He had no idea it was coming.
Oh, dear.
In the meantime, any work problems, I should take them straight to Cathy.
Right.
But talking of Canterbury Tales, are we rehearsing in the barn again tonight?
Oh, yes. A full run-through of the Miller's Tale.
Have you sorted anything more in the way of heating?
Come now, Kirsty. A little chill in the air lends authenticity. Mm. Our pilgrims never had the luxury of patio heaters.
Oh, bet they all had a roaring fire, though.
And how are you getting along with the script?
Okay. Yeah, but have you spoken to Eddie at all?
Not in the last few days.
Only he's the teller of the Miller's Tale.
I'm well aware of that.
I just wondered how he was getting on with learning his lines, because I found it quite hard going with the Knight's Tale.
That is precisely why we're offering the Best Teller prize.
It's very generous of Oliver.
It is. I do feel that the prospect of dinner for two at Grey Gables is really going to galvanise our slower learners into action.
Well, hope you're right.
And that's it. The very last of this season's apples ready for pressing.
Chuck us over the bucket, then.
Yep.
Not as good as last year.
Well, 2017 was an exceptional year, wasn't it?
Any road, let's get this pulp spread and then... Oh, get off your blooming thing.
Yeah, very popular with the flies, isn't it?
No tumble tussock this year.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it?
And whose fault was that, eh?
Oh, don't go on, Dad. There's enough here for a good few barrels of the regular stuff. Should see us through the year. Let's just tuck this last layer in nice and neat.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave you to it, Eddie.
Yeah, that's okay.
I've got my first shift behind the bar at the Bull this evening.
Oh, yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, we'll see you down there later, eh, Dad?
Hmm. And I need to have a shower and change my clothes.
Yeah, bit of a messy job this, isn't it? Any Roger, thanks a lot for your help, Oliver.
My pleasure. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.
Not sure he wants to go down the Bull.
Aye?
Not with him there, behind the bar, gloating.
What else you going to do of an evening?
Why is it always them as don't need the money gets the jobs, eh? Them of us as genuine need, not to mention years of experience.
Experience? Of bartending?
Of alcoholic beverages generally.
Oh, come on. Let's get this press screwed down, and then we can celebrate with a glass of last year's vintage.
I'm hoping that Neil will take charge of that side of things again. But might your boys be recruited, do you think, to help out with the stage management?
Not Josh, that's for sure.
But Ben, he's been a willing little helper in the past.
Not so little anymore. And, well, he's a bit preoccupied with, teenage stuff.
Yes, and his sheepdog.
Oh, of course, you've met Bess, haven't you?
Evening.
Oh, Harrison.
Hiya.
Oh, a bit parky in here, isn't it?
Well, it's not as cold as the church tower.
Well, no.
Shula said it was freezing on Sunday.
It was. I'll tell you what, you soon warm up, though, pulling on them bell ropes. Tell you, for me, it's better the workout than going to the gym.
You're still doing it, then?
Ringing? Oh, yeah, you bet. When we rang for Armistice Day, it was...
Oh, yes, that was wonderful.
It was, wasn't it?
I was so chuffed we got through it. It was great. And really look forward to Sunday mornings now.
Evening.
Kirsty.
Oh, it's freezing in here, isn't it?
Well, don't worry. I have devised an energetic warm-up, which I'm sure will get the juices flowing.
Oh, great.
Now, Kirsty, I've made a couple of tweaks.
I really haven't made much progress with my part.
Really. Who are you playing again?
Nicholas, the lover.
Oh, right, yeah, the one who gets the red hot iron branding is...
How
are they going to do that?
Oh, don't even think about it. Anyway, I meant to get on with learning lines yesterday on my day off, but I got dragged into that business with the crash pickup.
What business?
Oh, you didn't hear about it?
No.
Oh, about the vandalism on the estate. Nearly had to cancel yesterday's shoot.
Really?
Oh, apparently.
So what happened?
Well, you might be aware there's been a bit of joyriding going on.
No.
Aye, lads in farm cars roaring around in the dead of night.
No.
Oh, yeah, I've certainly heard them a few times. But there have been no reports of stolen vehicles in the past couple of weeks, so I assumed it was just local teenagers having a bit of illicit fun.
Right.
Ah, but this was off the scale. Some pretty serious damage to the estate land, and then this battered vehicle driven off the road and abandoned in a ditch.
Mm. And you think it was local kids?
Do you know where your lads were on Monday night?
What?
Josh, Ben.
At home, in bed.
Were they?
Yes, of course. Well, as far as I know...
As far as you know.
Hang on, you're not seriously suggesting that...
Don't panic. Wasn't anyone from the village.
Oh, phew. Had me worried there for a minute.
Well, it turned out to be someone well known to the police.
Oh.
Vehicle was reported stolen late Monday afternoon, and the idiot left his prints all over
it. Well, Ruth is here now, so we might as well make a start.
Oh. What about Eddie?
Oh, yes, where is he?
Well, I'm sure he'll be along in a minute, Linda.
Well, let us hope so. Now, if you'd like to spread out, let's get going with our warm-up.
Oh, just what the doctor ordered.
Matured well, isn't it? Last year's brew.
Just hope this year's turns out as good.
Ah, blooming flies.
Certainly feels like we've earned this drink.
Give us an old ferret magazine, will you?
Hey?
There, by your elbow.
What you want that for?
You think they'd be hibernating by now, wouldn't you? Or whatever it is flies does in the winter.
Well, you're not going to get rid of them that way.
Gotcha, you beggar.
Any road. It's me they're after. I'm covered in apple juice.
And another one. Hey, now, have I got a handkerchief, I wonder? Better still. Empty matchbox.
What are you doing?
Oh, just gathering up the dead flies. Don't want them going in the cider, do we?
You always say a dead rat in the cider never does no harm. I am the cider drink. That'll be Clary wondering where we are. Oh, no, Linda. Evening, Linda. What can I do for you?
Eddie, where are you? We're all here waiting.
What for?
You! You're supposed to be at rehearsal.
That's tomorrow, ain't it?
No, it's tonight. And we need you here right now.
Come along, David. Stretch those arms out.
Oh, I haven't done star jumps since there's about seven.
All right, and relax.
Surely that's enough now, Linda. I think we're all thoroughly warmed up.
I'm almost tempted to take my coat off.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Sorry.
At last.
Oh, sure it was tomorrow night.
Well, you're here now, so let's get on with the Miller's Tale, page 44 of your scripts.
Oh.
I suppose it's too much to hope that you've actually learned it, Eddie.
I was going to learn it tomorrow.
I see.
Only I was up at the pole barn when you rang. I've been pressing apples all afternoon.
Oh, that's what that smell is.
So where is your script?
At home.
Oh, no.
I didn't think to stop off at the house.
Nathan, lend Eddie your script.
Oh, would you mind, mate? Oh, you're a star.
Right, let's get on. Page 44.
Oh, my fingers have gone numb. It's cold in here, isn't it?
I remember last year when the boiler broke down in the village hall.
Oh, yeah. We rehearsed at your place, didn't we, Linda? Really cosy it was.
Eddie, the rest of the cast are well warmed up, as would you be if you'd arrived on time. Now, go from I'm not much used to telling tales.
Right. I'm not much used to telling tales, so if I say things wrong or arse about... It's not me talking. It's the pint of Shires I've had. Well, it was cider, actually.
The beverage is irrelevant. Carry on.
Anyway, there once was a carpenter. Name of John. Lived not far from here.
Oh, Lord. Richard's not here tonight, is he? David, read him, will you?
Hmm? Me?
Yes.
I've only just come off stage as the host.
Just for this evening?
Well, can't Nathan do it?
No! Cue Eddie.
Name of John.
That's me.
Decent enough, not very bright.
Quite well off, though. I do all right.
He does. So much so that he's got himself a lovely wife.
Called Alison.
A proper beauty. And, as my old man would say, fit as a ferret.
So this is when you all think, why did I ever let myself get talked into this?
We never learn,
no.
Do we? I mean, I was doing her a favour, reading in for Richard Thwaite, who hadn't turned up, and she had a right go at me.
What? She criticised your performance?
Yeah. Mind you, it was you that really copped it, wasn't it, Eddie?
Oh, that blooming woman. Just because I hadn't learnt all my lines?
Well, or any of them, to be fair.
Oh, I'll have a pint of cider for Dad as well, please, Oliver.
Righto.
How long's he been in here?
Joe? Oh, an hour or so.
How much has he had to drink?
Only the one pint.
That doesn't sound like him.
No. I thought he seemed a bit down in the dumps.
Mm. Oh, don't worry about it. Right, how much do I owe you?
No, I'll get these, Eddie.
Oh, cheers.
Reckon you've earned a pint after that rehearsal.
A pint? I'm going to need at least five.
I know.
Any road, I better see if I can cheer the old man up.
Right.
See ya.
Yeah.
There you go, Dad.
Yeah. What did he find so funny?
Who?
Oliver Sterling. He was spilling beer all over the shop. He was laughing so hard.
Just David Archer making jokes about tonight's rehearsal.
Well, I didn't see you laughing.
Oh, well... I was the butt of the joke, wasn't I? Why do I do it, Dad? Why, after all these years, have I not learned to say no to Linda Snell? It always ends in abuse and public humiliation.
I knew it. I knew he won up to the job.
Ooh.
Oliver Sterling, eh? Look at that, eh? Dead fly in me drink.
Oh, come on, Dad.
Oh, I could have choked on that.
Oh, there weren't no fly in it when I brought it over.
Just because you didn't spot it.
And I know perfectly
don't
well...
Don't mean it wasn't there.
Perfectly well where that came from.
Ah, well, right.
Where are you going?
Let's see if he can talk his way out of this.
I've had a thoroughly enjoyable evening.
Not too tiring, standing up all the time.
No. And I'll tell you the best thing about working here.
What's that?
Well, this is going to sound rather fanciful, but standing here behind the bar...
Oliver Sterling, I want a word with you.
Hang on a minute, Joe.
I can really feel the presence of Caroline.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know it sounds bizarre, but she worked here for so many years, didn't she? In some strange way, I feel close to her here. It's rather lovely. Oh, sorry, Joe. What can I do for you?
Oh, Right, well, no. Look here, Oliver Sterling. I... I'll have a packet of them pork scratchings, please.
And you should have seen the state of them when they got home.
A bit worse for wear, were they?
I just don't understand how someone of Joe's age can drink like that.
Years of practice.
Oh, and as for Reddy, he's really got it in for Linda.
Linda? Why?
Well, they had a Canterbury Tales rehearsal last night.
Oh, I see.
Well, I don't know what went wrong. When me and Ed did our bit the other night, the Knight's Tale, she was fine. She was lovely. I actually really enjoyed it.
Seriously?
Yeah. I didn't expect to. Well, you know what these rehearsals can be like.
Yeah.
But last night, I don't know what happened, but the way Eddie was carrying on, it wouldn't surprise me if he walked off the show.
Oh, I hope he doesn't. He's always so good, Eddie. One good thing about Linda writing and directing this year's show, at least she won't be acting.
No, she is.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. She keeps saying it's her swan song and she's determined to go out in style.
Anyway, must get on. I promised I'd go and visit Christine at the Laurels.
Oh, I thought she was supposed to be coming home soon.
Yeah, we all hoped so.
Peggy's had all handrails and that put around the house.
Yeah, I know.
I had to go round cleaning up after the workmen.
But, well, it's been decided she needs a few more weeks rehab. And she seems quite happy there.
Oh, right. Well, I'll see you later. You're coming this evening, aren't you?
This evening?
Kids karate.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, do. You know it's tonight they get assessed for their red belt?
Yeah, it's just things are a bit tricky at the moment with Mum and Dad and Tom all being away.
Well, you know Henry won't want to miss out.
Yeah, I know. I'll do my best.
Mum? Mum? Oh, Lily.
Hey, I've brought you some tea.
What's the time?
It's gone 10 o'clock.
Oh, no. Why didn't you wake me?
Oh, I thought perhaps you needed the rest. Are you okay? God, you look awful.
We need to sort out those place settings.
What?
For the ball, the place settings.
We've done that.
Have we?
Yes, it's all sorted. Oh. Are you sure you're okay?
Just a dry throat.
Can you sit up a bit?
Sit up.
To drink your tea.
In a minute.
Here, let me help you.
No, it's all right.
Oh, Mum, you're boiling hot.
I do feel a...
You must be running a temperature.
Lily, can you find me some paracetamol, do you think?
Have you got a headache?
And my bones.
Your bones?
Yeah, I ache all over.
Right. I'll get you some paracetamol and then I'm calling the doctor.
Don't be silly, there's no need for that.
I think there is.
Helen.
Oh, Lee.
What are you up to here?
I've been visiting my aunt. She had a bad fall and she's in for rehab.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, she's doing okay.
That's good.
How about you?
Oh, a physio session with one of the residents.
Oh, yeah, of course. I forgot you were a physio in real life.
Real life?
Well, as opposed to karate classes.
Ah, as those only exist in your imagination.
So you work here regularly, do you?
Quite often, yes. I've got another session in half an hour. I was just going to grab a coffee.
All right.
Do you want to join me?
Oh, well, I guess I've got a bit of time to spare before I meet up with the lovely Chantal, my Tinder date.
Oh, don't remind me. I felt such a prat.
Oh, no, Tom and I thought it was hilarious.
I'm always doing things like that, opening my big mouth, putting my foot in it.
Well, you know, actually, I have got a bit of time to kill before I have to pick up my youngest from nursery, so, yeah, coffee'd be lovely.
Elizabeth's got flu.
That's what the doctor said.
Oh, poor her. And it's the hump ball tomorrow night.
It's okay. I'm on top of it.
Well, aren't you supposed to be going back to Manchester?
I was, yes, Tuesday. But then things got complicated. So much needed sorting with the ball, and now...
Now you're staying?
Yes.
Are you sure, Lily? It's an awful lot to ask of you.
It'll be fine, honestly. But since you're here, perhaps you could just go through the arrangements with me?
Yeah, well, that's why I came over. But maybe I should go and say hello to Elizabeth first.
She's asleep. I've just been in to check on her.
And you've had the doctor call, you said?
No. I just rang the surgery because I was worried.
No, they don't come out these days, do they, unless you're at death's door?
But the doctor rang me back, said it was classic flu symptoms, and just to carry on with the paracetamol and make sure she has plenty to drink.
But surely your mum must have had a flu vaccination.
She should have.
Given her history of health problems.
She doesn't remember.
You've asked her?
Yeah, but... Well, because of, you know, Freddie and everything, and now Geraldine leaving...
You think she missed the appointment?
Probably.
Oh, dear.
Now, I would be grateful if you could cast an eye over the seating plan.
Yep.
And then we'll go through the final checklist just to make sure we haven't missed anything.
You've got girls, haven't you?
Yeah, two. But I'm not with their mum anymore, so I only get to see them at weekends, if I'm lucky.
If you're lucky?
My ex is a bit... Well, I think she still blames me for the breakup, so sometimes makes it difficult for me to see them.
That is awful. Using your children as a weapon.
Yeah.
It's really unforgivable.
Well, yeah.
So, how old are they?
Mabel's 12 and Edie's 9. Do you want to see pictures?
Yeah, of course.
There.
Oh, aren't they sweet? Little one looks just like you.
Yes, definitely got the eyebrows, hasn't she, poor thing?
So where were these taken?
Lower Loxley.
Oh, yeah, I thought I recognised it.
That was in the summer, yeah. The weather was so amazing. I had them for 2 whole weeks.
Mm. Well, you obviously missed them.
Yeah. It's the hardest thing I ever did moving out, but me and their mum all got a bit much. And I realised the atmosphere in the house was going to end up damaging the kids far more than me leaving.
I understand that.
Unfortunately, my ex doesn't agree. And she goes out of her way to... Sorry. You don't want to hear all about this.
Well, don't be sorry. It's actually quite reassuring knowing you're not the only one to have survived a toxic relationship.
You too.
So, Mabel and Edie, are they into karate?
No, I've tried, but they're not interested. Mabel's quite a good gymnast.
Is she?
Yeah, she's got all the medals and everything. Edie, well, all she cares about is horses. I really hope she'll grow out of it.
Why?
Because she expects me to buy her a pony.
I was nuts about horses when I was her age.
Were you?
I had this funny little pony called Comet, and all the kids at Pony Club laughed at him, but I just adored him.
You went to Pony Club?
I grew up in Ambridgeley. Everyone's into horses. My aunt, the one I've just been to visit, she ran the local stable.
Do you still ride?
Oh, not much these days.
So, there's hope yet for Edie.
Oh, my goodness, look at the time. I've got to pick Jack up from nursery.
Oh, OK.
Thanks for the coffee.
No worries. I'll see you tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Henry's been missing it, and I'm sorry I haven't made it to the adult class. It's just, you know...
Life gets in the way.
Yeah, sometimes it does that.
How are you feeling now?
A bit better, I think. Maybe I'll get up this afternoon.
No, Mum. The doctor is adamant. You've got to stay in bed.
It's the Hunt Ball tomorrow. There's so much to do.
No, there isn't.
Here, have some water.
Enough?
Thank you. What about the hunting horn?
What?
For tomorrow.
Oh, Oliver will bring that.
Will he?
You're not to worry about the ball. I've been through all the arrangements with Lily and everything's in place, ready to go.
But Lily's going back to Manchester.
No, Mum, not today.
But you said...
I know. Change of plan.
You can't stay here. You're missing too much.
A few more days won't make any difference.
As long as you're sure, Lily.
Yes, I told you.
Because I've spoken to your gran and she's going to come over this afternoon.
Bringing cake?
You can be sure of that. And probably half a dozen casseroles to go in the freezer. And the rest of the family will pitch in to make sure your mum's looked after.
You really should go back, Lily.
Oh, can't wait to get rid of me, can you?
No, I didn't mean that.
It's a joke, Mum. Look... I've told you, my tutor is being very understanding. She's emailed me a load of notes, and I know what I've got to read up on for next week.
Yeah, but all the admin here at Lower Loxley...
It's okay. I can manage.
Once the ball's out of the way, you're straight into Christmas, aren't you?
Oh, I feel so guilty.
Well, don't.
What have you got to feel guilty about?
I should have got on and done it.
Done what?
Found a replacement for Geraldine. Oh.
Look, we are where we are, Mum. OK, let's get the hunt ball out of the way and the arrangements for next week in place. And then we can sort out finding a new manager.
It's only a few weeks since we started these classes and you have all worked so hard. To have achieved your red belts in such a short time is just brilliant. You should all be very proud. So give yourselves a big round of applause. Well done, everyone. I'll see you next week.
He's such a great teacher, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's no wonder they've all done so well.
Mum, I'm a red belt.
I know, isn't that good?
Emmy, you were awesome. I thought were you missing them last two classes? You might have forgotten some of their moves.
I practiced at home, didn't I, Mum?
Yeah, you did.
What, on your own?
Mostly, yeah. Sometimes with Mum.
Oh, we only had a couple of goes together, didn't we?
But she gets the moves all wrong.
I'm not very good, am I?
No.
Me neither. I think we've got to admit, Helen, when it comes to karate, our kids can knock spots of us.
Hello again.
Hiya.
Oh, Lee, you've done wonders with Kira. She's always been such a little butterfly, you know, flitting from one thing to another. But what's she in the class? So still, so focused, just amazing.
Yeah, she's really made progress, hasn't she?
And so have I.
Yes, Henry, you've done really, really well.
So, how long until I get a yellow belt?
Well, there's lots of work, lots of new moves to be learned.
So, after Christmas?
Well, it certainly won't be before Christmas. Now, are you going to come and help me tidy up?
Okay.
Great. And I'll see you two ladies next week at the adult class.
Well, I'll definitely be there.
Yeah, me too.
Excellent.
Yeah, we can't let our kids get the better of us, can we?
See ya.
Bye, Lee.
Bye. Oh, Helen, I'm so pleased you're going to give it another go.
Well, I've got to keep up with Henry, haven't I?
And it's fun.
Yeah, that too.
And isn't Lee great? Really friendly and approachable.
Yeah, he is nice, isn't he? Morning.
Morning.
What's up with you?
Oh, I couldn't sleep.
Why not?
Worrying about whether I'd closed all the gates and had I left the keys in the tractor or forgotten to lock the quad bike in the barn. And...
Oh, the joys of responsibility, eh?
Where's the coffee?
It's there.
Where?
By your left hand.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't let them take advantage, Johnny.
Who?
Your family. They've all gone jaunting off to Glasgow.
It's not a jaunt.
Leaving you to, like, run the farm single-handed.
It's a big thing. Tom's not field graduation.
I hope they're at least going to give you a bonus.
And I'm not single-handed. Helen's still around.
Didn't help you with the veg boxes, did she?
Oh, don't remind me. I was up half the night.
Exactly. You shouldn't let people walk all over you.
Anyway, they'll be home this afternoon, so...
Have you heard from Tom at all?
No.
So you don't know how it went?
Helen said she'd spoken to her mum and Tom's presentation went brilliantly.
And what about Natasha's? Wasn't she supposed to be doing a speech or something?
Yeah. Apparently she was dead impressive.
Was she? That's great.
Now, make sure you drink it.
Oh, don't nag me, darling.
It's important, Mum, the doctor said. Plenty of fluids.
What about the flowers?
Mum, the florist is already at work in the ballroom, OK? The decorations are all up, the tables are done, and the caterers are downstairs. And so is Auntie Shula. She's overseeing everything. Oh, and Oliver will be in later too.
Oh, good.
So it's all under control. Now, do you think you might manage a bit of lunch?
What about the bar?
Honestly, Mum, everything is taken care of.
I'm going to make a huge loss.
It won't be that bad. And at least we kept the gig, which is important, especially as we're not doing a New Year's Eve ball this year.
Yes.
Now, there's some lovely soup that Grandma brought over yesterday. Leek and potato and some homemade bread. Do you think you might manage a small bowl? Oh, sorry, excuse me a minute. Hiya.
Hello, my love. How's your mum? Any better?
A bit.
So you're coming home?
Not today, Russ. I need to be here for the ball.
Tomorrow?
I don't know. It depends how things go.
What things?
Look, can I call you back? I'm actually with Mum at the moment.
I miss you.
Yeah, me too. I'll speak to you very soon, okay? Bye, darling.
Bye.
Sorry about that, Mum.
Must be hard for you both.
Why do you say that?
Russ must be missing you dreadfully.
Oh, and I'm missing him. But I can't go back until, well, until you're back in action.
I'm sorry, darling.
Don't be.
I'm really messing up your life, aren't I?
No, you're not. You're not messing up anything. And to be perfectly honest, I've rather enjoyed organising the ball.
I'm glad it all went so well.
Oh, it was fantastic. The whole thing, absolutely fantastic.
Mum and Dad obviously had a whale of a time.
Yeah, I think they really enjoyed it. So, how have things been here? How are the boys?
Yeah, they're fine. Henry got his red belt last night.
Oh, he's back at karate, is he?
Yeah, he's decided to give it another go.
Oh, good. And how about you?
Me?
Were you going back to the adult class?
Yeah, planning to. Oh, here's Johnny.
Johnny!
Am I pleased to see you back?
This man deserves a medal, Tom. He's been working his socks off these last few days. What with the cattle being inside and the shop having to be stopped.
And the veg boxes.
Mm. You were going to get one of the casuals to help with that, weren't you?
Yeah, but for future reference, Merv may be quite good at pulling leeks, but he doesn't have a clue when it comes to packing them in a box.
Oh, dear.
I had to redo half his efforts. Anyway, how did it go in Glasgow?
Brilliant.
You managed to get through your presentation all right?
Yeah.
No coughing fits or losing your place?
No, it was all good.
And what did Natasha think?
She thought I did okay.
Did she?
Mum and Dad were really impressed. Dad thought he showed assurance and maturity.
Wow.
And Mum can't stop talking about the grand dinner last night.
It was pretty special.
They're glad they went, are they?
Yeah, I think so.
Proud as punch, both of them, and so am I. Oh, well done, little brother.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, we better get the rest of these bags indoors.
Oh, yeah, if you can take those carrier bags, I'll bring the rest.
Okay.
Do you need a hand?
No, I can manage. I think Mum's making tea, Johnny, if you want to come in.
Okay, thanks. So?
What?
Natasha. You blushed like a beetroot when I mentioned her name.
I did not.
Surprised Helen didn't notice.
Well, okay.
Okay, what?
Yeah, we did spend the night together.
Cool. And?
And that, Johnny, is none of your business.
Oh, Lily.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't apologise. It's not your fault.
But I keep letting you down, saying I'll be home and then...
Darling, your mum is sick and she needs you. I do understand.
We've spent so long sorting out the wretched ball, I've hardly had a moment to think about Christmas, Russ.
I hope you're not telling me you'll be there till Christmas.
No. Oh, well, I sincerely hope not.
The flat feels so empty without you.
Oh. Well, I bet you're getting lots of work done, though.
You're joking. You're my muse, Lily.
I know you say that, but...
No, it's true. I can't paint when you're not here to inspire me. I just sit staring hopelessly at the canvas.
Oh, it'll only be a few more days.
Fingers crossed.
Just until my mum's back on her feet.
You said this morning she was better.
Oh, a little bit, yes, but she's still pretty poorly. I can't just abandon her, Russ.
Of course you can't. I'm sorry, my darling. I'm being horribly selfish, aren't I?
No.
I'm just so lost without you.
I miss you too, so much. And you know, if I could, I would be straight in the car, heading back up the motorway.
Yeah, I know.
We just have to be a little bit patient. Just a few more days, okay?
Evening.
Hiya. Kettle's just boiled if you want a cuppa.
Oh, cheers. And can I just say, Johnny, thank you so much for covering this week. Don't think I'd quite clocked how much extra work it would mean.
It was just the veg boxes.
Anyway, come down the ball later on and I'll buy you a pint.
Oh, not tonight. Pint of beer and I'll be under the table. I'm not going to be long out of my bed.
Okay, another night then.
Just one thing, Tom.
What?
You and Natasha.
Yes?
Are you going to tell Hannah that you got it on?
Yeah, of course.
Ah. Okay.
Why'd you ask?
I just thought, well, she might feel a bit, you know...
What?
Rejected.
Why?
Well, you won't be with her anymore, will you?
It's not like that, Johnny. Now, me and Hannah, we were just friends with benefits. We were never in any kind of relationship.
Right.
Take it from me, Hannah's not going to be the slightest bit bothered.
Maybe not, but...
She's known all along how I feel about Natasha. She's been really encouraging, telling me to get on with it.
Oh, Tom, you're back. How did it go?
Oh, great. Really great.
I'm going to go for a lie down.
I'm making carbonara. Do you fancy joining me?
Thanks, but I'd probably fall asleep in my pasta.
Okay. How about you, Tom? Or is that too boring after your posh dinners up in Glasgow?
Yeah, carbonara would be lovely.
Night then.
Yeah, see you later.
So, you had a good time?
Yeah, you missed a treat.
My own stupid fault. Should have said yes when you first asked me.
Actually, it turned into a really good night.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I spent most of the evening with Natasha, and we ended up back in her room.
Oh, at last.
It was just amazing.
Good. So...
So, you were right. That jacket you chose obviously did the trick.
Well, no woman could resist it.
Natasha is incredible. We talked into the small hours, and it was... It just felt so right being with her.
That's great.
I'm really grateful to you, Hannah.
Grateful? Wasn't all down to the jacket, was it?
Well, no. But because, well, you know what happened with Kirsty.
Yeah, of course.
Ever since then, I've been scared of getting involved with anyone. Terrified of messing things up again. But you... It was so easy with you.
Oh, thanks a bunch.
No, I meant that as a compliment. You... Oh, look, whatever I say is going to sound wrong, but you just restored my confidence.
Did I?
So when Natasha came along, I knew things might just work out for me.
You're quite smitten, aren't you?
She is just such an incredible woman. I really think she might be the one.
Blimey, it's a bit sudden, isn't it?
You're the one who's always telling me to be spontaneous, to go out there and grab life with both hands.
So it's all my fault, is it?
You've done me the most massive favour, Hannah.
Right. Well, that's really great, Tom.
You're looking a bit better.
Yes. Well, I don't feel quite so achy.
Well, here's your tea.
Oh, thank you. Oh. That's lovely.
Good.
You don't have to stay here, darling. I'm sure you've got things to do.
Everything's done. It's all out of my hands now, until the guests start arriving. By the way, I'm going to have to borrow something from your wardrobe.
Oh, feel free.
I can hardly do the meeting and greeting in jeans and trainers. But I don't have to get poshed up quite yet, so I can sit here with you for a while.
Lovely. Have you talked to Russ?
Yes.
How is he?
He's okay. Although, to be honest, I'm not sure the move to Manchester is working out quite as he hoped.
Isn't it?
The art scene is a bit, well, not what he was expecting. Mind you, I could say the same about university.
Not what you were expecting?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the English department's great, and the work's going okay, it's just... Maybe it was a mistake living so far off campus.
With Russ?
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I still love him as much as I ever did. That hasn't changed. But I just feel that I don't fit in somehow.
It's early days.
Being here this past week, back in the office, organising the ball. You know, like I said, it's been fun. I've also realised I owe you an apology, Mum.
Whatever for?
Staying away so long. Keeping you at arm's length just when you needed a bit of support. With Freddie not here and everything.
You've nothing to apologise for, Lily.
But I have. I was so focused on me and Russ, and it didn't occur to me that you were here struggling on your own. Me and Freddie both miles away.
Well, you're here now.
And I'll stay a few days more. Just until you're back on your feet.
Thank you, darling. But for now, find something to wear and go out and greet the guests.
I've never done the hostess bit before.
All you have to do is put on your best smile and say welcome to Lower Loxley.
I can probably manage that. After all, it is my home.
It is. I'm so pleased to have you back. Do you know, Lily, I think you could pretty much run this place single-handed.
Hello, it's me, Mae Martin. I hope you enjoyed the podcast you just listened to. Can I recommend another podcast that you might enjoy? It's called Grown Up Land, and it's a podcast for people who find the adult world a bit much. Every week, me, Bisha K. Ali, and Ned Sedgwick, and tons of other guests try to get our heads around stuff that confuses us, like sex. Very confused by sex, fear, food, and friendship. I'm running out of time for this ad. Ned, how would you sum up the podcast?
I'd say it's like a guidebook for people who don't really know where they're going or where they've been.
Great. Thanks, Ned. That's Grown Up Land, and you can find it on BBC Sounds.